today. It was to arrest everyone that's in our midst today for being a Christian. Would there be evidence against you to bring a conviction? Think about that if you would. Some of us might just get a warning. Some of us might just get a slap on the wrist. But my prayer is today that they would not just throw the book at us, so to speak, but put us under the jail for declaring the love that we have for Jesus Christ. In the world in which it is that we live today, you're hard pressed to see Christ-like actions in people's lives. Well, you see, dear friends, we're living in a world that seems to be blended. Everybody seems to be on the same page and on the same level. But the Bible teaches us that we're a peculiar people. We're to be different. We're to stand out in the world in which it is that we live. My prayer is today that we stand out and that we declare the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ before a lost, dying, and needful world. Paul declared that he was not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it was the power of salvation. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you would, to the epistle of 1 Timothy, chapter number 6. Paul's letter to young Timothy, chapter number 6. Our sermon is entitled today, The Knowledge Which Is. In 1 Timothy, in chapter number 6, we're going to begin today by reading verse 17 and continue to the end of the chapter. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, we began to reflect upon how that Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, was instructing a young man who had entered into the ministry. As I began to look at this passage, I began to focus upon that little word charge. What does that mean? Paul is saying that we're to command, that we're to advise, that we're to give a message. What he was saying to this young man, was this young man was to stay the course. He was to keep the faith. He was to declare the Lord Jesus Christ before a lost, dying, and needful world. Because you see, dear friends, the world in Paul's day was very corrupt. And the things that was going on in Paul's day was very hard and very trying. But Paul would declare to those that he would minister to, he would tell them in First Timothy, that the charge was to be given by the people of faith. And when you look at Paul's life, you can see, friends, that Paul would tell the church at Philippi in chapter 1 in verse 21, to live is Christ. I can tell you today, dear friends, if you will declare the good news of Jesus Christ and convey the Word of God and strive to be obedient to the things that God would have you to do, I can tell you today, on the authority of His Word, praise God, you'll live. Oh, dear friends, when I began to look at this, I began to think about what Paul was addressing here. When he began to convey this letter to Timothy, the things in the world in Asia Minor was disintegrating. His very eyes. When I look at our world today, I see how that the morals in our society is crumbling all around us. I begin to look at the society that's around us today, and we begin to see how that factions and groups will raise up and declare their agenda over those that are without. And I thought about these things, how that the Christian, how that the blood-bought believer is to stand true for the Word of God. We're to be steadfast and unmovable and declare the good news of Jesus Christ each and every day of our lives. Paul said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. What he was saying was this: don't put yourself on a pedestal. Don't rest on your wealth and your power and your possession, but put your faith in Jesus Christ, and then you'll know the joy and the peace that only God can give. I believe, dear friends, that our world is hurting today as it was in Paul's day, because there are so many that have believed a lie and then find themselves in a wasteland of sin. I pray today that they are enough evidence upon us that we can be declared a Christian in our world today. I pray that we have not blended in to society, but so many have in the day and time in which it is that we live. And I believe, dear friends, that Paul was warning young Timothy. He was giving him instruction so that he could do the things that God would have him to do. If you look at this chapter, in chapter 6, you will find there that Paul began to declare what was needed in Timothy's life and what's needed in our lives. Verse number 11 of 1 Timothy chapter number 6 says, we are to follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. And he followed it by saying, and we're to fight the good fight. Oh, dear friends, how many of us are fighting the good fight? How many of us today are standing for the Lord Jesus Christ in this evil world? How many of us today are willing to declare the good news of the gospel? How many of us today can say without a shadow of doubt that we're not ashamed of our Savior Jesus Christ? Oh, dear friends, it is my prayer, it's God's desire that we be willing to declare, I know they're the high, they're the mighty, I know they're the powerful and the position, but it doesn't matter where we go or what we may encounter. Let us declare the love of Jesus Christ and not be ashamed. For Paul said, to live is Christ. We are to live. We are to be obedient. We are to be instant in season and out of season. And pray that the Lord God Almighty will season our words with salt so that people will be able to see and be able to hear who it is that we follow and praise God who we belong to. That was important to Paul. He declared that to Timothy. Why? Because it was most needful in his world, in his day. And I must tell you, dear friends, it is needful in our world today. For the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6 and verse number 18, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. What Paul is saying is that we are to be rich in our good deeds for Jesus Christ, being willing to walk a walk and declare his word before the world that's around us. Too many today is not walking the walk, nor are they talking the talk. Many of them today are like they was in James's day. They were just hearers, but not doers. I believe, dear friends, we got to have more than head knowledge. We got to have heart knowledge to show all lost and dying world that we serve a Lord who saves to the uttermost. Oh, dear friends, I declare to you today, oh, Lord, who loves you. I began to look here at this beautiful word that Paul had conveyed to young Timothy, and I thought about how that he called out to this young man to have this profession of faith before many witnesses. Well, the charge that was given to Timothy is the same charge and commission that's given to us. For God desires, it's God's will, it's God's want for you and I to be willing to do what's needed in the world that's around us. You say, Brother Lynn, is it that bad? Oh, yes, dear friends, it's that bad. You can't hardly talk to anybody anymore without them taking God's name in vain. You can't hardly have a discussion with anybody anymore unless they use that elf word several times. You can't turn your television on without a warning coming up about parental guidance. I tell you today, dear friends, our world is disintegrating, and I believe that God commands us. He desires for us to be willing to do what's needed to be done so that our light can shine brightly before a lost, dying, and needful world. I believe that. I believe that, dear friends, because I can tell you, if there was ever a day and time when people needs to see the children of God raise their head, it's today. For Paul knew his martyrdom was going to come. He knew his death was looming near. That's why that Paul declared this word to Timothy. You say, Brother Lynn, why is that so important? For Paul
said, in these last days, perilous times will come. Oh, dear friends, I can tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing, in our word, perilous times is among us. I believe that. Oh, I truly believe that. Notice here what he said. He said that we as people of faith are to lay up in store for themselves a good foundation. Verse 19 of 1 Timothy chapter 6. Against the time to come that they may lay hold on eternal life. Oh, dear friends, I tell you today, let us build upon the word of God. Let us stand on that chief cornerstone. Let us declare his wonderful word. Let us put our treasures in him. Let us be steadfast in his will, because in the trying times that lies ahead, we gotta have him to lean upon. Oh, I'm so glad that I can build upon him, because I know that this old world is nothing but hay, wood, and stubble. But what I build upon Jesus Christ, the Son of God, praise his name, it will endure forevermore. Oh, when you look at Paul's writing and you declare what God is doing in your heart, I can tell you it'll make a difference in the world that's around you. Her sermon title, a little strange today, The Knowledge Which Is, that comes to us out of verse 20 of 1 Timothy chapter 6, where he says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane, vain babbling, and oppositions of science falsely, so-called. That's what that word science falsely means. It means the knowledge which is. What does that say? The knowledge that was being conveyed in Timothy's day and in Paul's day was false. It was contrary to the will of God. It was false science. And Paul seen it. He experienced it. He had been a part of it. And he knew that if the world around Timothy would progress as it would, things would crumble around him. As I thought about my life in the science falsely world that I live in, I can tell you today, things have changed drastically in just the last 10 years. Boys that wants to be girls and girls that wants to be boys, it's okay. You talk to young people and you even talk to some old people. It's my way or the highway. Began to think about that. And I thought about what the Word says. What the Bible tells us in the book of Micah. In Micah chapter number 3 and verse number 6. The Word of God says, For I am the Lord, I change not. I tell you, friends, if it was a sin then, it's a sin today. It don't matter what Washington says. It don't matter how may I be whitewashed by the world. I tell you, sin and iniquity is wrong and contrary to the will of God. And if the world don't hear it declared from the Christian believers today, it's not going to hear it. Are there enough evidence to convict us? Are there enough evidence in our Christian life to bring standing charges against us? The knowledge which is in the world is ungodly. But if you study the Word of God, you know who the God of this world is.
It don't come as no surprise to me. It shouldn't come as no surprise to you. For the Lord of this old world is walking about seeking whom that he may devour. And I tell you, the only thing that will come back to destroy and the wiles of the devil is the word of God being declared by Christian believers today. It says, well, it ain't politically correct. It don't matter whether it's politically correct. If it's the truth, it's the truth. The Bible says the truth will do what? Set you free. I thought about Timothy. I did. Well, Paul told him to avoid profane and vain babbling. That vain babbling, that talk, that deceit that comes. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I don't hear it. Well, you just ain't got out in the world, I don't guess. You get out in the world, you'll hear it. You turn on your TV, you'll hear it. There's enough propaganda that's going on in the world today to brainwash and saturate the world 10 times over. It's sad, but it's true. People say, well, I just don't know how it's got that way. Well, I don't know how it got that way either, except because sin and Satan crept in. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this. There's more going on in our schools today than you can ever imagine. And there's things that these children and these young people are facing today that you would be shocked at if they had occurred in your day. You know, when we say to pray for us, for kids for Christ, we mean that. Don't we, sister? We mean that. Because I can tell you today, dear friends, it's an evil world in which it is we live. You say, well, Brother Lynn, are you putting yourself on a pedestal? Are you declaring yourself as one of the rich, high-minded? No. Dear friends, there are some days if I got arrested for being a Christian, I would probably got a warning. I say, buddy, you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. You just go back home. But my prayers today that if it came to the point in our lives, if we were looked at as someone who had evidence against them for the cause of Christ, I pray that the evidence would be great. It would just be an open and shut case. But can we say that? Can we say that? Paul was concerned about Timothy. You say, well, why was he concerned about Timothy? Because he knew that Timothy was the future of the cause of Christ if the Lord didn't come for his church. You know why we put such emphasis on these children and these youth ministries? Because these children and these youth that makes up our ministries are the future teachers and Sunday school directors and preachers and deacons and missionaries. They are. They are. That's why that Paul declared the word that he did to John Mark and to Timothy and to Titus. For the Bible tells us in the book of Titus, in Titus chapter 1, in verse number 14, the word says, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. What's this saying? It's saying that people of influence
is having an impact in the world. And Paul and the people of faith and the men and women of God is saying, don't heed to these things, but trust in what's in your heart and how the Holy Spirit has a desire to lead you and guide you and direct you. Listen. I fail and come short every day. Every day. I fail and come short. And I remember that though the days and the times around us changes, Jesus said in Hebrews 13:8, He's the same yesterday and today and will be forevermore. And though I fail and I come short and you fail and you come short, God has given you and I something. You say, well, what has He given me? He's given us all a measure of faith. He's given us all discernment. You know, we've shared with you on Wednesday night before that you don't have to teach these little bitty kids to be mean. You have to teach them to be good. Now, listen, last Tuesday morning at Bryce Elementary School, those little boys was being out of control. I was trying to teach them to be good. I don't think I made much impact. You pray for me after about 6 or 7 lessons, we might. But you see, that's the way that it is with the Christian. That's the way it is with all us adults that's in here today. We don't have to be taught how to sin. We have this old sin nature. We're in this old flesh. And the place between these ears is the devil's playground, this old mind. It's very troubling. It brings a lot of hardship, a lot of havoc, a lot of problems to our lives. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I can't help how I think. No, but we can bring it under the subjection through the will of God. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I get mad at a drop of a hat and drop it myself. Well, before it gets out of control, pick that hat back up. Paul was simply declaring to Timothy, walk that walk. Talk that talk. He said, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. What Paul was saying, that some was declaring themselves to be Christians, but they were far removed from what a Christian should be. You see, nobody has to tell us or show us or train us on how to sin. But God, through the Holy Spirit, has a desire to train us on how to live right. So I thought about that. Prayed a lot about it. Had a difficult week last week, and I'm sure that most of you did. The knowledge which is going to remain. The knowledge which is ingrained in our society. The abominations that's going on in the world today and the sin and decay that's around us is going to remain. But you and I today, dear friends, through the power of God, can be that ray of light in this old dark, cruel, sinful world. And I'm taught from the word of God that a city set up on a hill can't be hid. And that least little bit of light dispels all the darkness. Let us today shine that light. You know, the little kids just saying, let my little light shine. You know something today, dear friends, if we will just let our little light shine, they will be more than enough evidence to put us under. More than enough.
we'll just let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. I know when I was up in Beach Grove, we used to sing a song, "The devil is a slow fox. If I had him, I'd put him in a box. I'd lock him up and I'd throw away the key for all the dirty tricks he's played on me. I'd do it all for Jesus. I'd do it all for Jesus. I'd do it all for Jesus because he's done so much for me. And look what he's done for you. Praise his glorious name. Let us be willing to go out, be willing to do, and to declare his word. Let's stand to